Brave New World.
Hello and welcome to Brave New World program. My name is John Harrison. Today we're going to talk about a very unusual theme, that of witchcraft. Now, witchcraft is probably the oldest and yet most misunderstood human belief system. Witches have been present and mostly misrepresented in many diverse forms and cultures since the beginning of recorded history and well before. And what about today? Is witchcraft still practiced? And how does it manifest itself beyond the jolly, happy, Harry Potter, broomstick type stereotypes? To talk about this, I welcome to the program Jan Eason, who is an initiated witch living in Argyll in Scotland. Welcome to the program, Jan.
Hi there, John.
Okay, if we can start off with a completely impossible question in a 15-minute program, but very briefly, can you just give us your perspective? What is witchcraft? Question mark.
Right. Normally, one would ask people what they understand by the term witchcraft. Witchcraft proper will not be found in books, nor will it be found on the internet. A lot of people say that they've learned about it, and what they've learned is what is out there. That is not the real deal. Also, most people who were ever accused of witchcraft, going back to medieval times and later, weren't in fact witches.
Mm-hmm.
It's still practiced today by very small groups. I personally know of 4 villages around Britain where the art is held very dearly, but in order to protect their identity, obviously, I cannot name places.
Mm-hmm.
They are very secretive and very protective, and we do not advertise our presence.
What is this? You know, people think of when you're quite rightly pointed out, you know, people have ideas about witchcraft. And I think the general sort of mass perception of witchcraft is something to do with magic. And that sort of view, I think, is encouraged by, you know, that the mass media Harry Potter type stuff, which I touched on in my introduction. Now, how does your perception of witchcraft differ from that?
Right. The Harry Potter idea, which leapt into the public eye, is a Disneyland-type fantasy thing. We are also, most people nowadays are familiar with Wicca, which is actually the Anglo-Saxon, it's an Anglo-Saxon word, Wiki. And Wicca is a growing movement, but it too has nothing to do with the old witchcraft of Great Britain and elsewhere, which has been handed down. A lot of people will say that they follow a tradition. This is the new catch-all word. It's an attempt to counteract ignorance by reinventing the term Wicca, and they came up with the idea of saying traditional witch. It's really just a convenient apologetic. The defense of that by people who say they are traditional witches will be that they were handed down their knowledge, and it is really a bit of an escape clause. It's become very much the working tool of an awful lot of frauds, and I know that might anger some people, but I can only go by what I know. Witchcraft per se is really what we understand today is really, I would say, an invention of the church as much as anything. If you look at the King James Bible, it's the one that actually introduces us to the idea of witches and this idea of you shall not suffer a witch to live, etc. If you go back to the Abrahamic period, men were witches who would lay curses. And then if you take it even further back to the Babylonians, both men and women were highly respected as witches, really, for want of a better word, who used magic. But again, if you look at it historically, you also come across sorcery, which is what occurs in the Bible. So it's a really muddy area when you use the term, and especially when you use the term Wicca, the more modern Gardnerian version.
Right. Well, thank you very much for that. I had no idea how far Wicca, the Wicca movement, is from the traditional idea, the traditional belief and practice system that one could say witchcraft is. But again, going back into history, then we had this problem with Christianity, with this philosophical conflict between good and evil, you know, polarity, one side good and one side evil. And witchcraft then presumably didn't fit into that system.
No, not at all.
And therefore it was branded evil.
Yes,
is that something
are
like what happened?
That. Witches do not adhere to this notion of good and or evil, good versus
right.
evil. For us, there is no such thing. Magic itself is neither black nor white.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite simply that. The church is quite happy to call witchcraft the feared religion. Religious belief itself first sprang from man's fear of death. And if you look at the atheist tenet that when you're dead, you're dead, leads to the contemplation of this. By hearing it, people start to think. Now, the possibility that the atheists might have been right spawned a myriad of survivalist religions, all hoping to be inevitable via some form of external saviour. And all mainstream religions promise some form of eternal life, some hope of heaven, and usually attained by adhering to the tenets of that particular faith, whether, for instance, it's Christianity or Islam, whatever. I'm using those just as examples.
Sure.
Witchcraft is slightly different from that. We do not require that a witch follows a certain set of things in order to gain eternal life. When we die,
right.
we enter almost a limbo rather than a paradisical state. We have no saviour. We have own affirmations which recognise the witch within us, which is our blood, and also the affirmation of life living as that. So we don't need that belief in anything to comfort our minds against the fear of annihilation.
Right. Well, okay, let's take a short break here and continue our conversation.
Brave New World.
Welcome back to Brave New World program. Today I'm talking about witchcraft with Jan Eason, who is an initiated witch living in Argyll in Scotland. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Now, let's fast forward to today. You've given us a very interesting introduction to the true nature of witchcraft. But if we can just try and briefly put this conversation in the context of 2018, the Western world in particular. Is this clash between the polarity that has been created by religions all over the world, is that still felt today, the clash between witchcraft and established religion? Or are we reaching a state of mutual understanding and harmony?
Yes, a very good question. I would love, as a human being, to think that the latter were the case, but my observations of human nature tell me that that is not the case, sadly. The church, the recognised churches, will always be against witchcraft. They appear to accept Wicca because in that they recognise something relatively harmless that does not really undermine the tenets of their teaching to any great extent.
So it's been kind of conceptualised in Wicca, so to speak, and therefore it's easy to handle.
Yes.
Okay.
The church always fears what it can't control. All this happens, you know, across the board. Any established authority will feel slightly threatened, shall we say, by anything or anyone out with its control.
Mm-hmm.
That is a facet of human nature. And witchcraft is no different. In Britain, there were many individuals, often families, who practiced magic and witchcraft, but were later persecuted by those who were either afraid of them, and a lot of this was to do with the church's brainwashing back then, or who were jealous. A woman did not have the power that a man had back then. So a single woman who had maybe property, for instance, would be a prime target for being accused of witchcraft and disposed with, because that then left the state.
Right, it was just kind of a scapegoat, a way to get rid of somebody,
So the accusations of witchcraft were rife, and not just in Great Britain, in England, Scotland, Ireland and Wales, but also in Europe as well. Germany suffered horrendously at the hands of the witchcraft persecutions. And for very much the same reasons, a combination of fear and a combination of greed, which is really what's at the bottom of an awful lot of conflict, fear and greed, regardless of the reasoning behind it. But, you know, I digress onto a different subject there.
Jan, can you tell us, please, just give us a little bit more understanding into witchcraft? And can you just describe what people mean by the old ways. It's an expression I came up against on numerous occasions while reading about this subject. What are the old ways, please?
Right. The old ways, or old village witchcraft, is a term that's used to separate the older practice and beliefs of those who were called witches from the invention of Gerald Gardner in about round about 1950. Gardnerian witchcraft is what is very often followed today and in a slightly more modern world, and also has developed into Wicca, the following Wicca. Mm-hmm. Throughout Britain, as well as on the continent, hamlets and villages and towns contained people, families, etc., whose practices were called the art or the old ways. Mm-hmm. And communities sought them out in order to ask them to use their magic in ways which would be helpful. Now, this encompasses both magic and extensive knowledge of herbalism. Back then, people obviously used herbs rather than the sort of medicines we have nowadays. Mm-hmm. And it was quite understandable that families trained in the old witchcraft also had a very good working knowledge of herbs and their uses for healing, mm-hmm. as well as for divinatory purposes. So those beliefs are the very practice of art, or the old ways that have been hidden from outsiders, the art that is now called or referred to as the old ways or old village mm-hmm. witchcraft. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Now, it's given me a more of a understanding now what you're talking about.
Right.
Particularly, I'm beginning to understand that we're talking about some sort of basic way to understand and work with nature and to benefit what nature gives us. And to be, it's not a weird kind of, you know, a dark satanic cult thing.
No, no.
It's more of a light to just something to do with discovering oneself and evolving and being who we are. So, those of you listening to this program may be rather disappointed. I'm afraid I'm not going to come down on witchcraft, far from it. I'm absolutely fascinated by it. But Jan, last question, please. What are the future? Can you see a world which can accept and even practice some of the old ways in everyday life, but without it being conceptualized and, I suppose, monetized, which would be the death of it, wouldn't it?
Well, that last explanation I gave to you, there are rituals involved, and there is a great deal of mind training involved in mm-hmm. old witchcraft. It would be a mistake merely to look on it as herbalism and using herbs in a divinatory manner.
Right.
The old craft, I cannot see a world which would accept the old ways, because there mm-hmm. are aspects of that which I'm unable to speak of, but we pass these aspects on through a bloodline, and mm-hmm. we recognize our own, and those who are drawn to the path can learn and can be taught. But there is a fear and misunderstanding which I have found has always been around, and I think, sadly, that will always be used to destroy that which cannot be owned. You mm-hmm. cannot own what a witch knows and does. And because mm-hmm. of that, we guard our art very, very carefully. I think society has more or less accepted Wicca and a lot of mm-hmm. more, what I would term as a blanket statement, New Age practices. Mm-hmm. And these are becoming very popular. I will say neither one thing nor another. If people are happy and content in what they do, then I'm happy for them. But the very old stuff going really far back, and it is traceable. I cannot see, certainly, the recognized churches accepting that ever, regardless mm-hmm. of what's said about interfaith.
Right. Okay, well, unfortunately, we've run out of time, but I hope to invite you back onto this program, Jan Newson, an initiated witch living in Argyll in Scotland, sometime in the future, because we've touched on some very interesting themes here which need to be developed. And I appreciate your time and sharing a little bit of your wisdom with us. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Thank you, listeners, for being with us today. You can always rely on Brave New World to surprise you. Good luck. Have a good week. Goodbye.